The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, hello there, great minds and thinkers. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another episode of I Can Help. It's a show about small business entrepreneurs, how they might have got started, some of the troubles they may have had along the way, how they overcame them, and hopefully enjoying some success today. I'm your host, Mark the Spark. And I'm here with co-host Doris Rivas Brecky. Hi, Doris.
Hello.
How are you today?
Very good, very good.
Oh, I love that golden voice. And speaking of golden, we're broadcasting from the Golden Triangle in La Jolla. And we come every week with a small business show where we interview different small business people. And they can tell their story. And we're on every Saturday night from 8 to 8:30 p.m. We're on 1170 AM, and I bet you already knew that. And we're reaching down to Tijuana at 96.1 FM all the way up into the North County to Long Beach. And some of my friends in Huntington Beach, I'd like to say hello to. And we are The Answer, San Diego, KCBQ. We're streaming worldwide on all major podcasts like Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Apple, iHeart, and more. Just search I Can Help. And if you, your business, would like to be a sponsor on the I Can Help show, we have three different packages that are available. We have an episode, a seasonal, and a title sponsor. And different packets have different prices and different things available. Please visit my website to see the different offerings, or you can email me at info@markthespark.org. And again, my website is markthespark.org. And again, it is .org. This is an educational platform. And we have a wonderful sponsor with us here today. The sponsor company is Excel Funding, and we'll hear from them shortly in just a little bit. And I like to say, if anyone is joining us a little bit late, well, bad, bad, bad. You know you hurt my feelings. But we are KCBQ 1170 96.1 every Saturday night, 8 to 8:30, a show about small business. And on my show, I have started an angel investor board, which is a difficult project, and I do expect it to take some time. But if you would like to be an angel investor, or if you're looking for an angel investor, please email me, or you can post on my website. If you're looking for an angel investor to start a business, and if there's an angel investor out there willing to invest, I'll connect you to, and hopefully something will come of it. Also on this part of the show, I do just a very brief on Bitcoin. Bitcoin is around 19,000 today, 19.2. It did dip as low as 18,000, and it's kind of gone up to 21, 22,000. But right now, Bitcoin is just kind of hovering around in that area. In my personal opinion, next time it goes down to 18, I think I would buy. But that's just my opinion. I do not give advice on this show. Also, this time of the show, I usually give a little story about an entrepreneur or maybe some entrepreneurial sayings or the moral of the story. I have done Jimmy Dean Sausage, Famous Amos, the Burger King 2, and many, many more. But this time, I think I'm just going to do a little different. I went to a SCORE class. What is SCORE? SCORE is an organization that is the Service Corps of Retired Executives. And I'd like to invite everyone to check them out. That's a free plug from Mark the Spark to SCORE.
So Don't forget, that's where we met.
That is. Thank you, Doris. I should make that very good. It was quite a meeting, too, at the time. We both were radio people in a class of small business. And during that class, there were six things that were pointed out, and I'd like to say this on my show today. Number one, entrepreneur is a dreamer, but with actions. Very important. Dreamer with actions.
Yep.
Number two, mistakes. They're a learning process.
Yep.
Don't feel bad. No one's made more mistakes than me, and it's a learning process. Mindset. You need to set your mind for success, not failure.
Yep.
Very important, and sometimes hard to do.
Yep.
Current things can kind of take over your thoughts and be overwhelming at the time, but you do have to control your mindset, again, for success, not failure. And then you need a mission statement. You absolutely need a mission statement. You know where you're going. Several times I have referred that you are the captain of a boat, and a boat without a captain in the ocean can go around and around. You may go forward, but you may go back. You may go to the right, you may go to the left, but you just don't know where you're going without a captain. And number five was mentioned that you hire for attitude, then you train for skill. And I'll repeat that. You hire for attitude, and then you train for skill. And then number six, hire slow, fire fast. Well, that's pretty
Amen
clear.
For that.
Don't have to elaborate any on that. And then also, I'd like to mention the five D's. Now, as for myself, I have a weekly schedule, and across the border, bottom of the schedule, I write effort, ambition, determination, perseverance, and tenacity. And those are the five that I try to acquire. And again, if you can't acquire all five, if you just acquire one, two, or three, you're probably better off than where you started from. Now, there are five D's in business: desire, devotion, dedication, and determination. Now, that's four. Does anyone know what the fifth D is?
No.
Well, if you do, I would like for you to email me at info@markthespark.org, and I will give away a free radio. This is a nice AM/FM radio, and I give one away the first Saturday of every month. And in addition to that, if you can email me or even go to my website and tell me what the fifth D is, I will send you a free radio. And these are AM/FM radios. Very nice. Very nice.
It's beautiful, actually.
Thank you so much. The first one we gave away went to Sweeza. And then we had a second drawing that I don't think it was announced, but the second month, the winner was Olivia. And so those were the two winners of the first Saturday
cool.
of the month. And so, again, if anyone knows the fifth D, I will give away that same radio. And then now at this time, we kind of come to the halftime of the show, and we'll take a break now, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
Welcome back. Welcome back to another show of I Can Help, a show about small business entrepreneurs. I'm Mark the Spark. I'm your host, and I'm here with my co-host, Doris Rivas Brecky.
Hi.
And Doris is prepared to talk to us about our sponsor today, who is a very interesting sponsor. They do fundraising for small businesses.
Excel fundraising.
Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting. I know I want to hear about it. Most small businesses do have problems with funds, and fundraising is always, a key factor to a lot of small businesses. You'll find some have a page like GoFundMe and
right.
things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And small business loans are never really easy in the beginning, too, because you don't have a proven track record. And
no banks will talk to you.
That's right. And certainly not the big ones.
Absolutely.
Now, we did have a sponsor on Accessity.
Accessity.
Yeah.
Access with I-T-Y at the end.
Right. It's a made-up word, and it's very creative.
Yeah.
And they are wonderful. And certainly would recommend everyone to check them out.
Yep.
So, Doris, could you please bring on our sponsor today?
Yeah, I just wanted to say a couple of things before we do that. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is the beginning of fall. Yep, September 22nd.
Well, I'm glad you told me.
Yeah, I know. Well, I kind of was feeling it when I, last night, I felt like a little bit of a chill, actually, especially after the heat wave we went through. And also, I know it's radio, but the reason I'm all in black is that I'm still mourning the death of Queen Elizabeth II. And I don't know if anybody watched. I just read that over 4 billion people watched her funeral. And I'm happy to say I was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'd like to say that a friend of mine that owns Fantastic Sam San Carlos, that they are opening now on Mondays. They're the people that do everything that that is on me. Hair-wise, I know I wear hats a lot, but they take care of all the gray hairs that I have and so forth. And they're really good. Tina's my girl. And now they're open on Mondays, which is a good sign because they were closed because of the pandemic. And so now they're open on Mondays, and their phone number is 619-466-3090. And they're at 8870 Navajo Road, and I'm hoping to get them as a sponsor for your show. So you want to be nice to Dr. Patrick Pappin, mm-hmm. who went to school with me at San Diego State. Hoorah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we are welcoming XL Fundraising. They are famous for their headline is San Diego's exclusive butter braid pastry dealer.
Mm.
They'll tell us more about the background on it, but the owners are Carrie Ash and Donette Maylene, and they're in studio today. We're real excited to welcome them, and too bad people can't see it, but I will have them pictures on the websites and Facebook and so forth, Instagram, but they brought pastries in, and they smell and look yummy.
They look wonderful and smell wonderful.
Yeah. Can't wait to test them out. So what do you say, Mark?
I say we let our sponsors tell us a little bit about themselves.
All right.
Would you like to go first, Carrie?
Sure. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Doris.
Hi.
Fun to see you guys. In the keeping with fall, we brought apple and cinnamon. So
great.
Fit the chill. Well, Donna and I purchased this XL fundraising business from friends right before the pandemic hit. So it's a school-based business. That's our main. What would you say? Customers, our students and groups from schools, and that we bought it in January and in March. We had no business to run for a bit. So we've had some trials, but as you were talking about determination and perseverance and tenacity.
All the good stuff.
I didn't hear patience in there, but
I'm going to work that in. Just have some patience.
Yeah, I think we've probably exhausted our patience, but here.
And it hit many small businesses.
Yes, it did.
You know, there was like the farmers markets. They all were having trouble. And a lot of small restaurants that had like 50 seats and under were all being asked to close.
And they're still having a hard time.
It is. Yeah, right. So I'm glad you persevered.
Yeah.
Obviously, both of you have tenacity.
Yeah, but when schools close, and so what we do is we help groups raise money for field trips to D.C. or bands to go on trips and things like that. And when that was taken away, they didn't have any motivation or incentive to raise money. And so we were kind of but in a holding pattern, but we're back. Everything's open, and kids are going on field trips, and
Programs are needing subsidized because they don't have the
funds.
And
how exactly does it work?
Well, what we do is we work with a group leader at each organization, whether it's a school or a preschool or a sports organization, and we work with that leader to provide a website for their group as well as order forms for the group, and the kids go out and they sell a product. And we are very happy to be able to sell the butter braid pastries. We also do wooden spoon frozen cookie dough.
I saw that.
Yeah, and they're quality products that you'd never be embarrassed to buy or to sell. So we're
and
very proud of
that. And the group started in San Diego, right?
Well,
that's kind of what I read.
The parent company is Country Made, and they're out of Iowa.
Oh.
And it was just a husband and wife that started making this, a wife who started making pastries in their kitchen.
And that's usually how it gets started.
Yes, it started that way. Now it's nationwide. So we happen to be the exclusive.
Oh, it is nationwide.
It is nationwide.
Okay.
And we are an exclusive dealer for the Southern California area.
And didn't you just pick up another territory? Carrie was saying, like, Northern California or something?
No. The two north of us have gone out of business, so we pick up some of their customers for now.
San Diego County.
Orange County.
Orange County.
And Riverside area.
Yeah. Great.
So we help support those groups that need that up there.
But, right on.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like in my day, which was a long time ago, mm-hmm. we sold like candy bars.
Exactly.
So it's kind of on that premise, right?
Correct.
Ah, but pastries.
But it's a frozen pastry, and they get to take it home.
That's what I think is really interesting.
Mm-hmm. And it's the beauty of it is you get to make the product when you want it. So it's not like you're going to take it home and it's going to go bad tomorrow or next week.
Uh-huh.
If it's in your freezer, you're able to pull it out and prepare it when you're ready to fix it. And then it's hot from the oven and it's really yummy.
Well, that's big in the food business.
Yes.
I've been in the food business for about 300 years. And, waste, spoil,
yes.
shelf life, all that is so important and can really, if you have to throw away something, sometimes it wipes out your profits that you made.
Yeah.
So to have the product frozen and to take out and prepare on demand is a big thing. It must be, next to little waste. I also see this, three varieties? Strawberry, cream cheese?
Oh, we have several.
Four, several? Sure.
Yeah.
Elaborate a little bit.
Really?
How many do we have? We have
our six standard flavors that we carry right now.
And which are?
There's cinnamon, apple, cream cheese, strawberry cream cheese, four cheese and herb, and now we're offering a caramel roll versus the debrated pastry.
Wow.
And then there's also a cinnamon roll and a cinnamon ring. It's a big wreath for parties. And we have a raspberry.
And raspberry.
Yeah, those are for the fall.
Oh, my gosh.
And they all come with the frosting you put on, except for the four cheese, which comes with marinara for dipping. And it's super delicious.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, compliment your Italian dinner.
Yeah, so it's an icing.
Yeah, would you like to see? Want to try one out?
Mm-hmm. Sure thing.
Okay. This one here is
look at how pretty.
Cinnamon. Doris, do you want to put the frosting on this one?
No.
I would like to say to our listeners that you will be able to see this on the website.
Yeah.
And you won't be able to smell it on the website, but you'll be able to see
They're
it.
They're huge.
Do you want to do it?
They are.
No, you go ahead.
They look wonderful.
This is what you do. You just drizzle, 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 and then it looks so super homemade.
You guys should see this. This is.
Does that look awesome?
This, and they're pretty. Like, they almost look fake.
Yeah, it's really.
They're so easy, and
yes.
they bake up, and they're actually fabulous for holiday gifts, for entertaining.
Really?
Yeah,
and
birthdays. Yeah, my son wants these just candles in it, and he's happy.
Right. That's how big they are, like a cake.
It has
but
to
they
be.
Come small, and then they rise. So, I put these on out last night, and then they rose up huge like this by this morning, and then I baked them and brought them here.
So you mean it comes small, and
it
expands like this?
Yeah.
So like you know, a loaf of bread, so it's little when it comes out of the freezer.
Right.
You just set it on a cookie sheet and let it rise overnight and bake
mean,
it.
I honestly, have you ever heard?
Yeah, it's like proofing in the bakery.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
I worked 1 year in the bakery when I worked for Marriott Corporation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I know what they're saying, and it's very, very desirable
just,
to work
cut.
With.
I already cut it, so you just pull it.
Oh,
there
okay.
you go.
Okay, everybody, I'm going to put a
you
piece in my
one?
Mouth.
Sure. And, of course, being from New England, I'm a big apple fan.
Try that one, then. That's the apple over there.
It seems like in the morning I would like a slice of this with my coffee.
Yes.
Yes, and maybe warm it up just a little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if it's out of the oven, it'll be warm already.
Yes.
And
perfect.
So these can only be purchased through a fundraiser.
Uh-huh.
So you can't go to the store. You can't get these. That's really? What makes them so desirable mm-hmm. is we have people calling us and saying, how do I get them? And like, well, there's a fundraiser in your area. Here's contact the group leader. And
so you can't like go to a website and order them?
You cannot. No. You have to buy them from somebody.
That's almost like a monopoly.
They just keep it that way so that the kids can go out and sell and they have an audience and they're not competing with a grocery store.
It makes it easy to sell them.
That's wild.
It's kind of like Girl Scout cookies. You can't
like
buy
that.
Them
it's
in
a,
the store.
It's a that's lot right. like that.
And then when they're in front of Vons, I know I always buy 3-4 boxes. Boxes,
right.
And I tell them, why do you do this to me?
Right. Yes.
Like that.
There's, I don't know. I mean, I get the Girl Scout, but this is gourmet.
It's gourmet. It's a high quality product.
Yeah, it is.
And we do have people who call every season to say, where can I buy them? So we pass them out to the kids.
Oh, people.
Well,
you
let's
have
elaborate
got to,
a little bit more on that, the mm-hmm. buying part and the profit. Is there a minimum amount that someone would have to buy?
No, we don't put a minimum on the schools or the youth organizations. We just ask them to do their very best to communicate well with the sellers, and they go out and just sell to their neighbors, their grandparents, their family members, their friends, and then we work with them. We do have a tiered profit margin, but we try really hard to make sure the money goes back to the kids, and they can earn over 40%.
I saw that.
Yeah. So we want to make it worth their time. And so they're working
this
for an
wild.
Event. They're working for
this
school buses.
Really
they're working for music programs. And it's important that they have those funds.
Right. And 40% is pretty good.
Yes.
In the business world, that's very good. And it seems like it's easy, not complicated, too.
No, we try to make it as easy. We know these group leaders don't have time to do fundraising. It's just one more thing on their plates. Right. A lot of times they're just volunteers as well.
Right.
So we try to take all of that off and offer that service back to them. So we provide them with their order forms. We email on a regular basis to remind them. The fundraisers typically run about 2 weeks, and it's all electronic from their orders to come to us, and we're available to help. We make sure we can answer all their questions and provide any extra materials they might want if they need new graphics or something like that to promote it, because they can do it on social media as well. And then we do a delivery, and we try to deliver it in the easiest, most organized way possible, because kids have got someplace else to be.
Well, speaking of the delivery, how are they packaged and delivered? Is it one? One loaf?
Each pastry is individually packaged.
Yes, not a loaf. Pastry.
It is packaged by itself and labeled. And then we sort by the seller. So if you have 10 sellers, each of their individual orders are prepackaged and labeled by the seller's name with the order on that. So the kid just comes, grabs that, and then they go deliver to whoever ordered from them.
Wow, how nice. That's very nice, huh? Very smooth. Who does the labeling on that?
Carrie and I.
Wonderful.
Really?
Yeah.
We spend time in a big freezer and store all the frozen pastries by order and label them and
For real?
For reals.
Ooh. It's great on a hot day.
Yes.
It's marvelous.
We look like we're dressed for the snow. Different for Southern California.
Yeah. Weird with my parka boots in July, but yeah.
So
it's fun.
This is like behind the scenes that, you know, people don't always know about.
Right.
But entrepreneurs like you two roll up your sleeves and do these things.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Well, in our case, we roll them down and put gloves on. But,
and a beanie.
And you said the raspberry one. When I was growing up, I wasn't always a big cake fan. I mean, I could eat a piece. But when it came time for my birthday, I used to get a raspberry pie.
How
unusual.
What to give you,
And they're a little bit tricky to make because they can sink in the middle if you're just using fresh raspberry. You have to add a little pectin and things like that. There's a couple little secrets to it. But you mentioned your raspberry is seasonal.
Yeah, we typically offer it in the fall.
In the fall. So the raspberries have to be harvested from, I'm not sure exactly what different places harvest them. I know we do get them in New England, but that was always one of my favorites, along with the apple, like I said.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming to the end of the show. Is there anything that either one of you would kind of like to say in conclusion
yes.
to just kind of wrap up? First of all, how can we find you? How can
right.
we contact
oh, yeah.
you?
That was what I was going to say.
Our
website is very simple, fundraisesandiego.com.
Well, that's simple.
And you can sign up there. You can see all the products. I think anything that you'd want to know, you could find there. And if you can't, call us, email us, 619-335-5877 or info@fundraisesandiego.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I hope you folks will come back and see us
yeah.
again.
Yeah, you just bought another pastry. I know,
yes,
Mark.
You saw me looking right at it. Yes, I remember that raspberry
yeah.
one.
We should have those guys on again. I'm hungry. Don't blame you.
Well, I just want to say they're delicious.
Yes, and I definitely certainly would want to try that raspberry one.
I think he's
already laying it down. So next time you come, guys.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Carrie, Donette.
Thank it's our pleasure. Thank you very
so
nice.
Much.
Thanks.
Doris,
well,
everyone, we had a wonderful time today, and we have
did.
Plenty to eat.
Thank you for your service, Doris.
Aww,
appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you for saying
well,
that.
Well, thank everyone. And I'd like to thank our guests that are listening tonight. It means so much to me to have you tune in to the I Can Help show. Myself, Mark the Spark, and Doris Rivas Brecky. We're very happy to have you listen in. We're every Saturday night at 8 p.m. to 8:30, a show about small business entrepreneurs, and usually their story, troubles, how they started, and just really anything to do with small business. The show is a little bit different. I don't know too many shows out there that do this. So please, if you could, mark it on your busy schedule. And maybe after a wonderful dinner on a Saturday night, you can sit back, put on the radio, and listen to a small business show about small business entrepreneurs.
So please, once please, please.
Yes, please, three times. And I'm Mark the Spark signing out. Doris, would you like to sign out?
Bye, everybody. And remember, tomorrow is the beginning of fall, so get those sweaters out.
Yes, I know. I never thought there'd be really much for sweater wear in San Diego. I remember the first time I saw a Burlington Coat Factory. I had to laugh.
Is that your area, Burlington?
No. All right. Thank you so much. I'd like to thank everyone and have a good night. Thank you so much.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.